turn the over to our esteemed counsel, Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm pulling some seniority here on the dais and among my fellow attorneys and some other distinguished folks that are here. I wanted to say a few words. I thought about just putting it into ChatGPT and ask Bob Wheatley retirement and see what it spits out.
That's scary.
But no, I didn't do that. I did prepare some remarks because I thought this is an important opportunity to recognize Bob and all the work that he's done for quite a long time. So the first thing, Chairman Wheatley or Bob, I'd like to do is point out that it's been an honor and a pleasure working with you for the past 22 years, which is how long I've been with the county as one of the county attorneys. And when I first started with the commission, maybe like you, I thought this job would more or less be temporary. I didn't know it would last this long. But at that point, Bob had about 8 or 10 years under his belt. I do think at that stage, you probably were actually relatively new on the commission compared to some of the others.
Yeah.
But Bob and Jack Allen and the others who were on the commission when I started were all very accommodating and patient with me as I got my feet underneath me, because I was really the new guy. And I was really inexperienced on doing municipal zoning work. I had a fair amount of experience standing on that side of the podium, but candidly, having done that and still doing it a little bit and sitting up here, that side of the podium is a lot different from what you all do and what I have to do. And I dare say it's more difficult to be on this side of the dais or the podium. You know, with all due respect to the gentlemen and ladies that are sitting, well, not Kim, because she doesn't present stuff. She used to be up here, but the gentlemen that are sitting in the audience, and having known this myself to some degree, when you're presenting something to the commission, that's essentially a sales pitch. You know, you're selling a project. There's constraints on it, but again, it's a sales pitch. But what you all have to do and what I have to do, we're constrained by what the Sussex County Code says, and we're constrained what Delaware law allows or restricts. We're constrained by the Freedom of Information Act. There's a lot more that goes into the work that we do. And that's not to diminish the work that's done by applicants and applicants, engineers, and representatives, but it's different, you know? And it's a tough job, and it's one that Bob has done really well over the course of his career here. The point being, though, that because there are constraints, and it's frustrating for you all, it's frustrating for Bob, I know it was frustrating for Kim, you can't simply always act or vote on a matter however you want. Sometimes you have to listen to me and what I say, and that may not always be the thing you want to do. But again, that's part of what Bob's had to do and the commission does. So I appreciate Bob's patience early on as I learned this new role, and I've continued to appreciate his understanding of his role and the role of the commission to this day. I will say, like all the commissions we've had in the past, currently and hopefully in the future, Bob's understanding of that makes my job a lot easier. So I thank you, Mr. Wheatley, for that. I do want to restate, and I've said this many times, and me, Jamie, and staff have explained to all the new incoming commissioners, you all have gone through this, Mr. Allen's gone through this, Ms. Hoy Stevens has gone through this. What the public sees on a Wednesday afternoon or evening, or formally a Thursday evening or sometimes next morning, is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of work that's required. And Bob's certainly been no exception with that workload. In fact, I would say as chairman, he probably has more to do behind the scenes to make sure the meeting is coordinated and runs smoothly. With regard to the workload that commissioners have, I recall a story that former commissioner and councilman I.G. Burton once said, Lynn Rogers asked him to be a commissioner at some party or other get-together, and he said, that's no big deal. You just show up, you know, in the evenings, and and then you leave and you're done. He said he later went back to Lynn Rogers and said, he didn't tell me it would be this hard. I thought I only had to show up on Thursday nights twice a month. And as IG quickly learned, that's not the case for a commissioner, and that's certainly and particularly not the case for the chairman. The next part I'm going to say, I'm a lawyer, not a mathematician, so I don't know that these figures are correct. They're my best estimation, and some of you might have better figures than mine, but by my calculation, 30 years of meetings works out to around 780 meetings, not counting the extra meetings or the 3 or 4 comp plans he's worked on or the extra meetings we added in the 2000s to move site plans through the process when we had 2.5 years of wait on getting public hearings on an agenda. So assuming that there's five public hearings per meeting, that's something like 3,900 public hearings he's participated in and evaluated the record from. But for each of the five public hearings in a given meeting, there's probably an hour of time spent at a minimum for the simpler ones, and many more hours spent on more complicated ones. And for all of them, which I know everybody in this room realizes, but for anybody who's listening online or paying attention or the media, all of the commissioners visit the sites. You know, so there's all that work looking at all those exhibit books. Thanks to you all for submitting the ones that are, you know, 6 inches thick that we have to review. But on top of all that, and the record, and all the letters that come in and everything else, these folks, including Bob, visit the site. And that doesn't even count for the probably 10,000 or so additional site plans that he's looked at as other business on each agenda over the course of 30 years. What all that means is I don't think any of us could begin to calculate the total numbers of hours that Chairman Wheatley and former Commissioner Wheatley, before he was chairman, has spent in service to the commission. Of all those hearings, people have opinions about what gets approved versus what gets denied. Just doing a quick inventory of my own records, there have certainly been a lot of projects approved during the tenure, during Bob's tenure, because they meet the standards of the Sussex County Code and the legal records support them. Just a couple of prominent ones that I thought of, some of the more prominent ones include Americana Bayside and the Peninsula, which are both essentially master plan communities that were approved more than 20 years ago at this point, and I think now most folks would be proud of them. And it's interesting, too, in the concept of land use applications that we see, you know, they're only just now getting completed. You know, that's also a misunderstanding that, you know, as soon as something gets approved, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you know, the houses are built. You know, these things happen over time, and maybe not as much as some folks would like, but infrastructure and whatnot does keep up with them as you know, they move forward through the approval and the build-out process. With regard to Bayside, it's the largest residential development in Sussex County and is also a master plan community that includes a golf course, diverse housing types, retail areas, and a fantastic venue for the performing arts. But something else about the application and Bob's involvement with it when he was on the commission, it really set the tone for the commission digging in with extensive conditions on an approval to make sure that the county got what it wanted out of a development with legally enforceable conditions of approval. As Bob and some of you all remember here, before that one came along, approvals were just a line or two and maybe three or four conditions. And I know Mr. Fuqua took that one through, but you know, the findings of fact were multiple pages, and I think they ran out of letters on the conditions, so we're into, you know, condition letter, yeah, A, A, B, B, C, C. But that really sort of set the tone for future land use approvals in Sussex County. All that work that Bob and the commissioners at the time put into that one have carried forward to this day, and we work to continue to do that and improve upon that. The Peninsula is another master plan community in Sussex County and also one of the largest behind Bayside with its mixture of housing types, amenities, and a golf course. This one also had a very complex and conditioned approval. I also point out this one because it serves another purpose, an example of the type of work Bob and the commission did, because that one got caught up in the recession of 2006 and 7 and actually went into receivership, which is basically another form of foreclosure slash bankruptcy. And going back to what I said about the lessons learned with Bayside, this one had really strong, detailed, and enforceable conditions on it. And during Bob's leadership on the commission, there was a lot of back and forth about whether some of those conditions and those amenities, housing types, et cetera, were going to get completed. And Bob was actively involved in making sure either it was going to get done or the bonds were going to be called to complete the work. And we couldn't have done that unless Bob and the commission at the time had set the tone for that by being real specific in that approval and those conditions of approval. There are certainly others that have been approved in Bob's tenure. We all know there's subdivisions. There's been affordable housing projects that are for the betterment of Sussex County. There's been diverse types of housing themselves that have been for the benefit of Sussex County. Certainly, there's been business and commercial projects that have all supported the economic development of Sussex County. But not everything gets approved either. Going back through my notes, there were many controversial projects that also got denied during Bob's tenure based upon environmental and topographical issues, 99C or other code criteria, lack of supporting records, legalities, and so on. We should not forget these either. There are many, but here's a few that come to mind. And again, I did not go through notes of 7,800 hearings that Bob sat through. You're not going to hear about all of them. But subdivisions, there's some significant ones along the way to go along with, you know, maybe less memorable ones. One of the first ones I dealt with was La Crosse Homes. That was an 82-lot subdivision with on-site septics next to Abbott's Mill Nature Center. You know, that one got denied because of the situation with on-site septics, Denrec's comments, and the potential impacts on Abbott's Mill. There was one, Spring Breeze Associates, which was 275 lots in an area where there wasn't anything that was similar to it. One that's pretty far back in the rearview mirror that people don't think about is Isaac's Glen Reynolds Pond. That was 1,630 homes on Reynolds Pond Road that the commission denied. Lock Haven, that one had environmental issues and there were concerns about the septic feasibilities on that one and just a poor record. That got denied. Stillwater Harbor, that Ms. Stevenson was involved in, that Bob was chairman on, that one was successfully denied and defended on appeal. Some of the rezonings that the commission recommended the denial on, sorry, Mr. Schrader, LT Associates at the intersection of Gills Neck Road and Gings Highway would have put CR1 with all its wide open potential uses and something like 600,000 square feet of commercial uses on that site. That was really controversial, and we actually got sued in federal district court over it. But you know, the commission and county council held firm on that, and ultimately that litigation went away. Another one that the commission denied was TD Rehoboth, which was 114 acres of CR1 on the east side of Route 1. That was another big controversial one that got headlines. But a lot of times, you know, the commission gets characterized of approving everything. And I wanted to point out some of those because in Bob's tenure, and certainly all of yours and others that have served before you, there have been a lot of applications that for a variety of reasons have been denied by the commission. And that certainly housing, but also industrial, commercial, conditional uses, and other applications, too numerous to mention here. The point being that all of these have required thoughtful consideration and time, and we should all be thankful for the years of time and service that Bob's provided to Sussex County in doing this work. The last point I'd like to make is to thank Bob for serving as chair for all these years. In my tenure, there's been three chairmen of the commission, and they've all been very strong in their ability to run a meeting. If you've attended as many meetings as I have throughout the state, and some of you have probably attended the same amount or more, you come to really appreciate someone who runs a tight meeting, whether you're behind the podium or in front of it. Bob has set a high standard that I gauge other meetings against, which is probably very unfair to all his other meetings and boards and commissions. But if you've been doing this long enough, it's tough not to lose your patience when a meeting is poorly run, when you know how it could or should go. And that, again, is because of how Bob runs a meeting. He's had the ability to run an efficient meeting while maintaining the integrity of the record and the decorum of the room. Often a quick wit or smile that the audience appreciates during his running of a meeting. But there's been times when Bob has had to be tough on an audience, and he's even been criticized for it. But in my experience, that has always been to preserve the record, to preserve decorum in the proceedings, avoid unnecessary repetition, and always keep the meeting moving forward. Thankfully, he's prevented folks from saying the same thing 100 times over in a given meeting. And I should emphasize that this is not because whatever's being repeated is not important, but because repetition does not make the point any more relevant than anything else that's being said in the record. As we say at the meeting outset, it's the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, and that's been one of Bob's main goals in running a meeting. But more importantly, I've never once heard Bob stop someone from saying something that is new or relevant to a proceedings. And equally important, he's never once lost control of a meeting. And again, having someone like Bob at the helm has made my job a little easier along the way. I feel for my fellow attorneys who represent other counties, towns, or organizations who are not so fortunate. So thank you for that too, Bob. That said, if I'm reading the tea leaves right, Ms. Wingate is most likely going to be the commission's new chair, and she's shown the ability to run a meeting efficiently as efficiently as Bob has, and I look forward to working with her too. Bob has set a great example for others like Commissioner Wingate to follow. In summary, Chairman Wheatley, thank you for all you've done for me, for Sussex County government, and for the residents of Sussex County. It has been my pleasure to serving alongside you for all these years, and I look forward to staying in touch with you in whatever the future holds. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Couldn't have done it without you, without all of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Glad I got through it.
And if I may, Ms. Wingate wants to go, if I can go just very quickly. I echo everything Mr. Robertson just said wholeheartedly. Mr. Wheatley's leadership, his experience and his approach, they extend beyond this room. They extend to all of us, to the staff. We are better. I am better. The staff are better, and the department is better for his influence and his experience, and it is greatly appreciated. We've learned a lot, and there's a lot of leadership lessons that we've learned that will extend far into the future. And for that, I thank you, sir, wholeheartedly. And we've learned a way to end a meeting that I will never forget, and that's let peace and harmony prevail, and we will absolutely use it. So on behalf of the entire staff and the Planning and Zoning Department, I wholeheartedly thank you, sir, for your service and for your friendship and your leadership. Thank you.
Thank you very much for everything.
I'd like to say just a couple of things, too. I appreciate your kind words, and I completely agree with everything that both of you just said about this man. You have a servant's heart, and I know this is not the end of what you're going to be doing. And on behalf of all of Sussex County, I want to say thank you for your service. And thank you for being my friend and for your patience with me the last 7 years and learning this job. It is a job, but I can't thank you enough. And I know I'm not just speaking for myself, but so many others. So thank you.
Thank you.
And you will be sorely missed, and your shoes can never be filled.
Mr. Wheatley, you'll always be my chairman.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'll try to be brief and not repetitive. Agree with a lot of the sentiments.
All right. Back in control here. All right. Here we go.
But I agree with all the sentiments. I also appreciate the patience of everybody on the commission and everybody back here. You know, who helped shift me along with Ms. Hoey Stevenson from a point of view that some people have that we're like God kings of land use in Sussex County and decree whatever we want a property owner to do shall be what happens. That is not the role of anybody up here. None of us have that power. Nobody in the county should want us to have that power. And anybody who thinks we should, probably wouldn't feel that way if it were imposed on them and their property rights. So I will just say I really appreciate your leadership. I'm sorry to see you go, but I also know that you have your tentacles in a lot of different things that are, tentacles may be a poor choice of words, but you have your fingers in a lot of different projects and are
okay.
Going to be deeply missed here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Who's next?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Dennis Schrader. My bar ID number
4
is 53. I had the good fortune to follow Mr. Fuquay and precede Mr. Robertson. Mm. Mr. Fuquay has some comments he would like to make.
Yes, and for the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and coincidentally, there's only two of us. We're speaking for a lot of people, and I tell you, we do have between us in Sussex County 105 years of legal experience. And, honestly.
And we've earned a few billable hours in this room.
I hear that.
Obviously, we all feel the same way about the chairman, and Vince kind of is covering some territory I'm going to cover, but it's worth covering again because I think it really goes to the essence of what we're here for.
We'll waive the repetition rule for this.
Never bothered me before, really. Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, on January 12th, 1995, 30 years and 6 months ago, Robert Wheatley attended his first Planning and Zoning Commission meeting as a newly appointed member of the commission. And to put that in perspective as far as time, January 12, 1995 was also the first day of the O.J. Simpson trial. So the chairman has been serving on the Planning and Zoning Commission for 366 months. And I've done some calculations, which I believe to be accurate. As Vince mentioned, I want to mention the same thing. The chairman may mention that I am a lawyer, not a mathematician. So give me some slack on that. And kind of getting into the same area that Vince mentioned, over the past 366 months, Commission has held its regular meeting twice a month. There have been several periods in the past, but there were periods where the Commission held three meetings a month, two public hearing meetings and another business meeting.
Did that a lot.
To catch things up when things got behind. There's always been now and then a special meeting, maybe a meeting with the council or something comes up and there's a special meeting. And then, as you know, every decade, there's the update to the comprehensive plan, which involves numerous meetings over a two-year period. So a lot of meetings. So over the past 366 months, I would estimate that the chairman has attended approximately 1,000 commission meetings. And that would make anyone, that could affect anyone's memory of sitting through all those meetings. So I have a test for Mr. Wheatley, just to test his memory. Could you tell me what the following individuals have in common, okay? Mr. Allen, Mr. Lynch, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Ralph, Mr. Hastings, Mr. Gordy, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Smith, Mr. Burton, Mr. Ross, Ms. Stevenson, Mr. Hudson, Mr. Hopkins, Ms. Wingate, Mr. Mears, Mr. Butler, and Mr. Collins.
They're all the commissioners that I've served with.
That is correct. 17 different commissioners that Mr. Wheatley has served with over that period of time. Also, as Vince mentioned, in addition to the meetings, I can't even guess how many site inspections you've made, or how many miles you have driven throughout Sussex County in making those inspections. What is obvious is the impressive commitment of time and energy that you have given to the county and to its residents through your position on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Also, over the past 20 years, as chairman of the commission, you've conducted the commission meetings and yourself with knowledge and understanding of the land use regulations and the process, and with fairness, respect, patience, and when appropriate, humor, and when required, firmness. On occasion, there has been criticism of some of the decisions made by the commission, but that criticism is really not warranted. As Vince pointed out, the commission does not make land use laws. It has no authority to do so. The commission's responsibility is to apply the existing land use regulations as enacted by county council to the facts of a particular application, recommendation, or determination. And the chairman and the commission basically have performed that role conscientiously and with consistency under the chairman's leadership. The chairman and I have both been, and Dennis have both been involved in the Sussex County land use area for a long time. And the greatest compliment that I think Dennis and I could give the chairman is actually one that most people will not fully understand, but I know Mr. Wheatley will understand. Bob, I know that your predecessor, Chairman Jack Allen, would be pleased and proud of your tenure as a Planning and Zoning Commission chairman and your substantial and unselfish contribution to Sussex County. Again, we know how important Jack Allen was on influence on all of us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
On behalf of myself, Dennis, the other lawyers and land planners and engineers who have appeared before you over the last 30 years, and particularly some of our very good friends who are no longer with us. A sincere thank you for a job well done. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Let me just add a couple comments. I can't do the math that was done by Vince or Jim, but I know that when Bob Wheatley showed up for his first night, I was sitting where Ann Lepore is. And Bob is sitting where Bruce is. And as Jim has pointed out, there have been a number of members that have come and gone. since that first happened. But Bob was willing and able and ready to learn the zoning law of Sussex County and was willing to listen to all about us. Each of you, and particularly I address this to Mr. Collins and Mr. Butler, will find that you will enjoy a camaraderie with your fellow commissioners as the days go by, with the staff that assists you and tries to give you the best work that you can. And please enjoy that. Please listen to the people that you work with on your regularly scheduled meetings. Now I want to slip aside for a minute, and Jim will remember this, maybe Vince too, because Vince came in about the same time we gave all this up. We used to start our meetings at 7:30 on Thursday night.
Isn't that crazy? You think about it.
And the hearings went on forever, right? And we were doing site plan reviews and the whole business. And it was not unusual for us to be here well past midnight doing work, with the comment being the next day, did you watch SportsCenter this morning after the hearings were over? And the answer was almost always yes. And then we get into what our favorite food or beverage was that helped us to get to sleep. And of course, there were some comments from our spouses about why are you waking me up at 2 o'clock?
Why are you doing this?
We just got done.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Bob. You've done well. You've made us all proud. You've earned the professional respect and the personal affection of all of us for your tenure as chairman.
Thank you, Brian.
Holly, if it's true, good luck.
I'm going to need it. Thank you.
All right.
Kim wants to talk about interconnectivity.
I do.
So, Mr. Wheatley, I just want to say thank you. To kind of piggyback on what Vince said, 27 years I've been with Davis Mountain Frow, and I remember my first public hearing, and it was 20, probably 6 years ago. I was in training for a little bit, but I mean, this whole time and the meetings that you've run and what you've done for Sussex County, I just want to say thank you.
Indeed, and thank you. But I do want to ask you something. Do you remember the time that you came in here and one of your buddies had scrolled on one of the site plans and labeled one of the buildings?
Yes, I do. It was Mr. Clint Bunning. And I can tell you what it said, too.
Yeah.
But I probably should.
We're not going to put that on the record today.
So, yeah, I mean, he did slip that one in there, and that's a good point. I'll never forget that, because that was one of the times where I was like, oh,
well,
man.
Thank you so much. You were always very professional. I enjoyed working with you. And, you know, this is not a eulogy today. I mean, I'm not dying.
Right.
I'm not leaving town. So, I mean, I'm going to be around. You'll see me somewhere.
Thanks again.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Kim Hoey Stevenson. I too want to thank you for your service, for all
you're going to make me cry.
All the names that you deciphered over the years, and sometimes the genders, and for the meetings that were contentious that you diffused. I just thank you so much. And I would come to you and I would say, how do you do that? And you gave great advice. And that advice, one of the best advice you ever gave me was, Kim, it's not the water outside the boat that sinks it. And so I appreciate that. But now I have gone before you now to an area you're going, this is new. I've gone before, left. So
yeah, what advice do you have for me?
I have some advice for you, because your future is going to be very bright now and you're going to need to get some sleep. So I brought you this to cover your eyes so that you can get some sleep.
Okay.
And if that doesn't help, then this is something for you to sip for, you know, enjoyment now, not necessity.
That's right, not therapy. Yeah.
And if, in case, you know, you need something to put it in, I brought you a special mug made for you that says, I served on planning and zoning and all I got was this mug and an ulcer.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
these are for you, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much. You are the best, as always. Thank you.
She is amazing.
Yes, she is. Wow.
There's nobody's going to replace you, Bob.
That's true.
But we appreciate all that you've done and can't wait to see what you're doing next.
Well, I'm sure
I'll call you for something.
Well, you got my number. Please do. Thank you. Here comes trouble.
Is there a PowerPoint presentation?
I hope so. I would be disappointed. Did you bring a PowerPoint? Or?
I did not. And I will violate all the rules about being repetitive, but it's a problem with being the fourth attorney to speak, as we all think, unfortunately, alike in many respects. Because I was going to note that people have been selling you short, Mr. Chairman. Everybody says you served for 30 years, and as Mr. Fuquay pointed out, it's actually more than 30 years, because you jumped in January to fulfill the rest of Margaret Monaco's term when you were appointed.
Was actually the first lady on the first woman to serve on the commission at almost 30 years ago. Because how long to get the next one? Too long. Yeah, Kim, when did you come on? Yeah.
And it is worth noting, I think, just because it's a good bellwether, that someone could have paid off their mortgage in the time that you've been on the planning commission, which is sort of an unusual thing for most people. As you know, I can't help myself but do a little bit of historical research every time I look at something. And so I'm going to approach the numbers differently than how Mr. Robertson approached them or Mr. Fuquay approached them. This will be another good memory test. Do you remember what the first public hearing you had was about by any stretch of that? The only reason I think you might is because it is a little noteworthy.
Wasn't it in Milford? Was it
not that
school playground thing that was so convoluted. Okay.
It's actually a expansion of a manufactured home community in Seaford.
Okay.
Layton's Riviera.
Okay.
But you're like, what? How would I know?
Oh, you should see the place now. Riviera.
in your defense, of course, there's been a few meetings since then. A little time has gone by. That was conditional use 1098. This evening, you made a recommendation on conditional use 2537.
Yeah.
That's 1,439 conditional uses later. So that first meeting, you also had a change of zone application. And this one, you actually may remember, because I know that these two gentlemen will know who this individual is, and I'm pretty sure you will, too. It's a change of zone application filed by Braven Duffy, who is within the Belltown area.
Yeah.
And it's an unusual change of zone application. He wanted to downzone his property from C1 to MR. And the reason why, and again, this sort of correlates back to the mortgage comment I made earlier, but because he said he couldn't get a residential mortgage on a commercially zoned property, and so he asked this the county council to change his zoning designation. And anyone who's met Mr. Duffy, or met him, I should say, in the past, he was an unforgettable character to have met. That was Mr. Duffy's, and I think he's a reverend, I think it's Reverend Duffy's, change of zone was change of zone 1249, and the change of zone application I just presented was change of zone 2028. So that's 779 change of zone applications later. I couldn't do the math on subdivisions because unfortunately Mr. Whitehouse and his office start them new every year. It's always whatever year it is, 1, 2, or whatever that number is. So, and I didn't do the math on the subdivisions and the number that was involved there. But one thing I did want to note was, people often criticize the Planning Commission and a lot of its actions that it takes. And, I'm always harken back to something I've heard you say frequently, which is, we don't file the application. You address the applications that are brought to you by individuals who own property. So there's been at least 1,439 people who needed something that required a conditional use. There was at least 779 people who wanted to change the zoning classification of their property and brought it in front of you for you to apply. I've often heard you say that the Planning Commission's constituent is not the residents of Sussex County. It is the Sussex County Code and the comprehensive plan. You've instilled that in me over the time that I've been here. As was noted by Mr. Schrader and Mr. Fuqua, of course, when you look at the minutes from those meetings from long ago, they did begin at 7:30. I don't know, Mr. Wheatley, I think that you may have begun in the Sussex County Courthouse as well, not in these chambers.
We were not in these chambers. We were in that little teeny room in the back of, it was crazy. It was a quarter of the size of this room. Dennis, a quarter of the size, maybe?
Smaller than that.
Maybe even smaller than that.
Yeah, it was nothing. Yeah. Room 115 of the Sussex County Courthouse, and Vince and I were talking the other day. You couldn't find that today because they've reconfigured the courthouse so much over time that I don't think there is a room 115 that looks like what it did then. But, you know, certainly that's an incredible amount of Thursdays and Wednesdays since January 12th of 1995. So as everyone else has said, I echo that. Thank you for your service. Looking around this room, many of my mentors are here, frankly.
Too.
But thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay, is there anybody else who would like to speak? Yes, sir, come on up.
Joseph Levins, Dover, Delaware. Mr. Wheatley, I just want to say, as the guy who stands in the back of the room, thank you for making my job easy. Really, I mean, the way you're in the meetings are pretty spectacular, so thank you.
Well, speaking as the guy in the front of the room, thank you for being the guy in the back of the room.
And
there have been a few times, you know, we have a sign, right?
Well, of course.
If you see the sign, you know what to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And since you're not going to be doing this anymore, always remember, just like you tell everyone else, you're not entitled to a view.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? All right. Well, amazing. I think if I resemble any of those remarks, it's just coincidental. But so everyone's, just thank you all so much. I really appreciate it. It's been an absolute pleasure to serve Sussex County for the last 30 years. But, you know, my time here is coming to an end. I'm not retiring. I'm not leaving town. Some sharp paths are going to cross in some capacity or another, some way. But before we close, I do have one other comment for the commission. For the commission. And my successor is here today, Mr. Allen. Mr. Allen, I'm going to invite you to come sit a little closer because I want to make sure you hear what I have to say because it's for all of you, okay? You would take a seat maybe here in front of Ms. Stevenson so you can see and hear what's being said. First, let me welcome you to the commission. It is a tremendous responsibility that you are only beginning to realize, but I think you're going to do well. And I wish you well in your new endeavor. All right, commissioners, it is not your job to promote the agenda or do the will of any individual council person or any other person for that matter, including yourselves. It is your job to do the collective will of the Sussex County Council as it is expressed in the county ordinance, to weigh each application and all public testimony, whether in favor or in opposition, against the tenets of the ordinance and render your decision on that basis. You are the stewards of the ordinance. That is the job. Be good stewards. Any questions? Any further comments?
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank all of you. Couldn't have done it without all of you. And hearing no further questions or comments, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing. Thank you all. Thanks.